2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 45 degrees. KSL's top story. Developing news, the wind is making a comeback tonight. The National Weather Service says you can expect wind gusts up to 55 miles an hour in parts of Davis County. In a wider stretch between Salt Lake City and Box Elder County, you can expect wind of 30 to 40 miles an hour. Secure your outdoor objects and prepare for power outages. That's the advice from the National Weather Service. This should last into tomorrow morning. A push in Summit County to get high schoolers vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
Park City Hospital's medical director answering parents' questions ahead of a Pfizer-only clinic being held Monday at Park City High School to vaccinate 16 and 17-year-olds. Dr. Wing Province says once teens are vaccinated, their lives could look a little more normal.
A lot of high school kids right now are also having to get tested once a week for sports. Once they're vaccinated, fully vaccinated, that is, they won't have to do that anymore.
He helped dispel some common myths about the vaccine.
Some parents actually wish they had a microchip so they could follow their kids around, but unfortunately there's no microchips.
Details on the clinic have been circling around the Summit County School Districts. It runs Monday from 10 to 8, and you will need to register. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Doctors say the data is showing the COVID vaccines have benefits and protections for pregnant or breastfeeding women and their babies. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look.
Anyone who is pregnant or breastfeeding should speak with their doctor about it. And Intermountain Healthcare's Medical Director of Women's Health, Dr. Sean Esplin, recommends the vaccine not only for his patients, but also for his own family. His daughter is expecting a baby. Dr. Esplin says the antibodies from the vaccine pass to the baby in even higher form than if the mother had had COVID itself.
Research shows that getting COVID can be risky for a pregnant woman, especially if she has underlying health conditions. KSL News Time 3:32. We have more developing news. Donovan Mitchell is hurt. He had to be gently walked off the court late in the Jazz Pacers game this afternoon. We've heard that he sprained his lower ankle and it looked serious. Listen to this reaction on AT&T Sportsnet as Donovan rolled around on the floor.
Rudy right on top of the rim. So no harm done on that giveaway.
Oh, Donovan looked like he was holding that knee.
Oh, no. He's been such a durable player. And he falls into the arms of Royce. Hold your breath.
The team tweeted it's a right ankle sprain. He didn't come back into the game, ESPN reports. Mitchell gets an MRI later tonight. Just a few moments ago, the Utah Jazz finished up the Pacers with a 119-111 win. On the same day, an NBA legend bought into the Utah Jazz.
Three-time NBA champion, and now joining the Utah Jazz family as a new member of our ownership group, Dwayne Wade.
The former Miami Heat superstar scoops up a minority stake in the Utah Jazz, though we don't know how much he paid or how much of the team he gets.
This was always a goal of mine, to one day hopefully be a part of something bigger than I.
Prior to Wade joining the Jazz, he played 16 seasons, 14 with the Heat. He retired in 2019. Jazz coaches are saying he's going to be a tremendous asset. KSL News Time 3:34, KSL's top national story. We've reached another milestone in the nation's fight against COVID. ABC's Lionel Moyes reports.
The U.S. has surpassed 200 million vaccine doses, according to data from the CDC. Nearly one in every four Americans now fully vaccinated. Almost half of those over 18 years old has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. About 3.3 million shots are being administered nationwide each day. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
For the first time, human stem cells have been injected into monkey embryos. Researchers say three embryos continued to grow for 19 days after fertilization. Now, you're probably wondering why they do this. Well, the technique could be used to grow human organs for transplants. There are no plans to birth a living, breathing monkey person. The monkey embryos, by the way, are 3 to 7% human. Buying a new home is getting more difficult for everybody, but some realtors say it's especially bad for people with disabilities. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The problem that so many people with disabilities face when buying a home isn't just the lack of ramps or a grasping bar. Realtors say most homes are not built to be adapted for wheelchair use. For instance, Chelsea Woodruff with Equity Real Estate says halls need to be 42 inches across and they need to allow 360-degree movement, and most don't. So the buyer needs to spend their own money essentially gutting part of the home, which could cost well over $50,000.
Woodruff also says many people with disabilities aren't quite poor enough to qualify for low-income assistance grants. KSL News Time 3:35. So, Ricky, you hear this? Donovan Mitchell.
I did.
Injured.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go stand outside the hospital with a candle tonight when they do the MRI. It's terrible.
Oh, it is. But you know what? I'm right next door. I could go and take a sneak peek for you if we can see him leaving the studio.
Yeah,
but
go check on things.
Yeah.
Would you? Right after traffic.
I'm sure they'd let me in. Yeah, but we do send him our very, very best. We want him back up and healthy, upright on that court. Well, we have the usual slowdowns already in place. Davis County drivers, you know where they are. It's northbound I-15 as you're leaving Farmington and making your way through Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yeah, Friday traffic. Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 3:36. My minutes on the way next.
Convenience. It means so much to so many different people. But as someone who likes to play in the garden, convenience still means you go to the big box store and buy the best quality garden soil, compost or mulch, and then someone conveniently loads it into your car. You take it home, and then you have to conveniently unload it and then clean up your car or truck. Sound about right? No. Convenience is when you get on the phone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.